Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the first full hour of the Chad Hastie program. I'm Paul R. Bean, and I'm going to be around today, tomorrow, and Wednesday doing the Chad Hastie program. He's off on vacation, as a lot of folks are around here during the summertime. So they bring in some old war horses and shower us down and see if we can't hang on for 2.5 hours a day and knock out a little Chad Hastie program. Our guest this morning on the Chad Hastie program is one that I'm delighted to have, especially on Chad's show, because there seems to be a little bit of communication problem, because Chad is always picking on the Lubbock Mayor Pro Tem, Karen Gibson.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm bet far better than that I deserve. I'll tell you that right now. Well, it's been a rough week for you at City Hall. Kind of take us through the last 7, 8, 9 days on a timeline, Karen, and explain how you have stood on some of the things that have transpired in basically the past week or so.
Monday, the council voted to fire Ms. Dumbald. I obviously voted no for that. I felt like she was doing a really good job. It wasn't long ago that she won a national award for one of the most best physically run cities in the country. And I just felt like it was inappropriate to fire a city manager doing a very good job, winning awards, national awards, and so you fire. That just made no sense to me. Not only that, she was very accessible. One of the complaints was that she was not accessible. She was very accessible. Paul, you were there for 4 years. You know how accessible she was. I met with her every day. I know you met with her every day.
Right.
Anyway, we could beat that in the ground. But then we obviously had the LPNL challenges. We'll go into that later, but I have some challenges with that also. And then Friday, we appointed James Loomis to be the interim city manager, and I am very thankful for James. I think he's going to do a very good job in that position. I think he will be very neutral and kind of let the machine work and let the staff do their jobs.
Well, one of the great things about Loomis, of course, and he was certainly, had I been on the council, he would have been my pick for interim. First of all, he's a good guy. And secondly, you can communicate with him.
Yes.
He'll talk to you. He's brutally honest. He'll tell you the truth straight up and down. He's an old Vietnam helicopter pilot, so he's seen a lot more trouble in his life than is currently going on at City Hall. And the greatest thing about James Loomis is I understand from talking to some of his friends, and I've not talked to James since the appointment, but I understand his house is almost complete in an adjacent state.
Yes.
And so he does not want the job on a permanent basis.
Correct.
And that should be the first prerequisite for an interim.
Yes.
Somebody who's not going to apply for the full-time job.
I agree. And he is not interested in the job permanently. And he said, you know, I will help you up to 2 years and then I am
gone.
I'm gone to Arkansas.
as Chuck Berry used to say, I'm gone like a cool breeze, baby.
Yeah, but he'll do a good job. His heart is right. He's got the best interest of the city. And so I think he'll do very well. And I think all the other ACMs and directors of departments will work very well with him.
Well, I think so. And I don't think there'll be, and if there's any jockeying for position for the full-time job behind his back, James won't put up with it.
No, he will not.
And that's always a plus. About 2 years ago, roughly, there was a firestorm erupted over the City of Lubbock Health Department. And I thought that, along with bounce houses, was going to bring down the city. I thought we were going to see chaos, blood in the streets. But Leanne Dumbald, at the time the city manager, who, by the way, for 8 years never got a raise, never asked for a raise.
That's correct.
And I just thought I'd throw that in. And by the way, something else in defense of Ms. Dumbald. for the period of time which she was city manager, which was, I think, almost 8 years, because she was appointed in the fall of the year the Hurricane Katrina hit in New Orleans. So somebody will have to do the math for me. But I think it's almost 8 years she was city manager. There was never a penny unaccounted for at City Hall. There was never a hint of scandal around the money.
Oh, she's a financial guru.
Absolutely. She's very, very learned in that area. But let's get back to the health department. She made some changes in the health department and came under tremendous fire from basically some on the Board of Health. And Dr. Brian Carr, or as I call him, just Brian Carr, he's not a physician. He serves on the health board, but Brian Carr is not a physician. I think he has a doctorate in animal husbandry, or I don't know what his doctorate's in. But anyway, but Brian Carr was just on her case. Like stink on a skunk. I mean, he just stayed after her, and there was very terrible things said. But her goal was to save money, move the health department to a smaller location, and has there been any complaints lately?
I have not heard any.
So it's working great?
As far as I know, things are going very well. They do clinics around town for the vaccines. Once again, the STD grants were cut.
Right, but 60,000, right? Something like that? Was that the number, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. I would have to look, Paul. I'm
talking
not
about
sure.
Sexually transmitted diseases.
Yes. So, you know, we've got that to look at again.
Right.
A lot of what came about with Leanne was because the grants were cut.
Right.
And so, you know, when you don't have the money, you've got to figure out what services you're going to cut, or do taxes raise. I mean, those are your choices. So
sure.
That's obviously the first place she looked.
Now, folks, if you've got questions for our Mayor Pro Tem, Karen Gibson, the telephone number is 770-5790, as in KFYO, or 1-800-687-0790. Okay. And a related topic about the health department, where do you stand on fracking and all of this stink that's being raised about fracking, a process that's been going on in the oil patch for decades?
You know, we have appointed a task force, and they've met, and they're looking at every angle. They're looking at our ordinances. They're looking at what's going on around the state. They're looking at what's going on around this area. I think we just need to let them do their job. I do know that on this agenda, the health department is coming back with a resolution. I'm not sure I'm in favor of that. I don't know what that resolution is. It just states that they'll be presenting us one. But I think we need to let them do their job. If we've appointed them to do something, I believe in letting that work.
There's so much junk science right now in the field of fracking.
Mm-hmm.
It's folks that certainly have an agenda.
Sure.
And it is, and their agenda is certainly not to make this country energy
sure.
independent. But that's discussion for another
time. You know, there's a lot of good people on that task force that we appointed.
Good.
A lot of good ones. And we've Zach Brady is the chair of
Zach
that.
Zach Brady, the attorney.
Uh-huh. And, you know, he's been on our water commission, and he's done lots and lots of law in that area. And so he knows it inside out. So I think if we can let them work, and there's a lot of good talent on there too. And there's people from the health department on that task force also.
Well, so. We'll see what they come up with.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Goedeke Library.
Okay.
I had a conversation just within a few days ago with the mayor, and the mayor was talking about the Goedeke Library, and I better wait and let the mayor tell the audience what he said, but it was, I will say this, I can say this much, that Mayor Glenn Robertson kind of had a change of heart about his position on the current Goedeke Library. And anyway, think about that in just a moment. And let's go to the phones. And we've got, I think, is it Naomi?
Yes.
That right? Is that Naomi? Good morning, Naomi. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
I think you've got a question for our Mayor Pro Tem. Go right ahead.
First of all, I want to thank you for your stand on LPNL. I really appreciate you taking that for the ones that are hurting on those large bills. But I also want to ask you if you will please vote against those smart meters.
I think with all the opposition, we're going to need to take a look at it. I certainly hear people, and I will tell you at first, it didn't bother me, but I want you to know that I've been listening, and I do think that possibly we do need to take a look at it. People have some valid concerns.
Well, I've done some research on it, and every place they have it, their bill has gone up extensively. And that's the last thing we need is another bit, increase in rate.
Well, right now, amen.
Well, I do appreciate what you're doing and ask you to hang in there, but please research that smart meter.
Well,
we don't need that.
I promise you I will do my homework.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Naomi, for the call. We're going to take a break in a moment, but before we do, let's go to the phones and talk to Brian about fracking. And I think it says fracking / railroad. I guess he wants to talk about the Railroad Commission. Brian, good morning. You're on the Chad Hasty program with Mayor Pro Tem Karen Gibson.
Thanks, sir. I just wondered if y'all had anybody from the Railroad Commission on that board, because my family's been around the oil field for over 60 years. And where you see groundwaters that get contaminated, it's from the cementing process not being done properly. Generally, it's a failure in the barriers created by the cementing process that causes groundwater contamination, and that goes back to the Railroad Commission. It's their job to make sure that when a well is done, that it's cased properly. And I just wonder if y'all got somebody on the Railroad Commission on that board to make sure that, I mean, if you're going to make it, convince the public that it's totally safe, I think you should have that kind of person in there to make sure it's done right.
No, sir. This is a local task force. I do know that they will probably research that, and as a matter of fact, I will certainly talk to Zach and make sure he does contact somebody. They may have already contacted somebody from the Railroad Commission, but I know that there is nobody on the task force from the Railroad Commission.
But that is a good point.
That is.
It really is, Brian, and thanks for the call. And, Brian, let me remind you that the head of this committee that is studying fracking, a man named Zach Brady, who's a Lubbock attorney, he also has extensive contacts in Austin because he was once a lobbyist in Austin. And so I'm sure he knows his way around the Texas Railroad Commission, but that's a great idea and a very good suggestion. And I think Zach would be well served to get comments from those folks about the issue.
Yes, and I'm sure he wouldn't have a problem doing that either.
Oh, absolutely not. And Brian, you're absolutely right. The real contamination in the water-bearing sands come from incorrect sealing of the drill stem. And
yes, sir.
Appreciate it very much. Thanks. Good
Thank
call.
You.
Very
Thank
much.
You.
Our guest this morning here on the Chad Hasty program is Lubbock Mayor Pro Tem Karen Gibson, who is in her third year, actually into her fourth year now, as serving on the Lubbock City Council. And we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back with more of your questions. The phone number is 770-570-5790 or 1-800-687-0790. Give us a call if you'd like to talk to Miss Gibson and ask any question. She's here, and it's your chance to take your revenge here on the Chad Hasty program. We'll be back with Miss Gibson in just a moment.
The Geek Girl Report with Ariel Wallen, online every week at KFYO.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Chad Hasty program. I'm Paul Arbeen. Let's go back to the phones. Crystal is on the phone and on site down at the Lubbock Power and Light protest. Hi, Crystal. What's going on?
Hi. Well, we're just out here doing our protest, and we just wanted to let everybody know that we're, you know, we're going strong. We want people to show their faces out here and make their statement. And you know, I kind of heard that we had a, you know, some ex council member and the current council member on, and we wanted to kind of ask if they have any ideas on what they think needs to happen in order to make the citizens happy with their electric provider.
Well, Crystal, I can tell you that Mayor Pro Tem Karen Gibson is in our studio. She has heard your question, and we were planning on talking about LPNL this morning. Karen, any reaction right now?
Crystal, first of all, I want to tell you I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
I do. I think it's important that the citizens be heard. I think it's very important that you stand up for what you believe in. I have gotten numerous emails. I've gotten phone calls. And I have a lot of questions myself. I have gotten several different answers. I still have a lot of questions. So it's very difficult for me to answer your question. And I'm not dodging your question. I don't know the answer yet.
Okay. Yeah.
What I do think and what I do want to happen is us to fix it and move forward.
Right.
I don't like the pointing fingers. I don't like the saying he said, she said. What I want to do is fix this challenge and let's move on.
Anticipate some of the answers might come at today's utility board meeting?
I certainly hope so, hon. Yeah. I will be there. I'm not one to sit in those meetings and do a lot of talking. I do a lot of listening. I will ask some questions today if they don't answer my questions. I have spoken to Dale Stevens, and he has tried his best to answer my questions. I will say that I haven't been satisfied with my answers yet. But he will continue to work with me. Dale and I have always been able to work together, and so I will keep trying. I don't know that the rate is our issue. I'm concerned with the fuel charge. I'm very concerned with the fuel charge.
Yes, I think we all are as well. I think that has been a very large portion of our bills. I think we need some information and some transparency on exactly what the cost was and how it drove up so high on our own bills.
I agree.
Let me ask a question. I just kind of want to reiterate for whoever's listening. This meeting today at 3 at LPNL, is that open to the public, and can anyone from the public speak on it?
Yes. As far as I know, since it's a special called meeting, Crystal, I don't know that they'll have public comment. They should, but I do not know that answer for sure. It is open to the public. I do know that they will have an executive session during
yes.
part of it.
Right.
Excuse me, but it will be open to the public, yes.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Crystal, thank you very much for the call, and we appreciate it this morning. Also, I'd remind the listeners this morning that the Electric Utility Board is an independent board appointed by the City Council. But, of course, as you know, the Electric Utility Board is an independent board, and they do what they please, and their obligation is kill it. Call. There you go. And their obligation is just to do what they think is right, and the City Council's obligation is to appoint those members.
And they're a very good board.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break here. I'd like to get Bill on the line, but we don't have time. Bill, we hope that you can hang on after the break or give us a call back. Either one's okay. This is the Chad Hasty Show. Welcome back, everybody, to the Chad Hasty program. We're kind of in a rush this morning. Got some phone calls stacking up. If you want to be a part of the show, 770-5790 or 1-800-687-0790. And Bill, thank you very much for holding on during the break. We apologize, didn't get you in the first half hour. Bill is on the phone for Karen Gibson, our mayor pro tem, and you've got a question. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, yeah, I do. I've got a couple of questions. You know, I'm sitting back here listening, and I've heard the callers call in, and what I'm hearing Miss Gibson, no disrespect to you, but all I'm hearing is, well, I don't know. We'll have to look into it. I don't know. We need to hire a task force up or get a task force together to look into it. Should you guys up there at City Council, maybe you should apply this before you get out there and just start voting on approving tax increase, tax rate increases. And also the second question that I have for you, since this board, this electrical board up here at LP&L, since they are appointed, does the City Council not have the right to appoint these guys and bring a brand new group in that maybe looks at reality as to what they're causing the citizens of Lubbock? You know, we've got this next thing we've got coming up is this new sewer fee or storm drainage fee, which is a tax. And then right after that, we've got a bond election coming up, which is another tax. Maybe you guys really need to research this stuff before you go out there and just blindly vote. And that's my couple of questions there. I'm not trying to disrespect you or degrade you in any way, but I'm looking at it from a whole different perspective. Thank you much.
Okay, I'm going to address each one of those. First of all, the task force that we talked about was on fracking, had nothing to do with any kind of tax. What they're looking at is the ordinance to make sure that we are protecting our groundwater. That's right. What they're doing to make sure there's not something we need to do more in an ordinance form for these oil companies coming in.
And in your defense, Karen, I want to say that you wanted to wait and find out what they said.
Yes.
Yes. No, so reason
let's
to
let's talk about the other issues.
Okay. She's going to take them one at a time.
I'm take them
Bill.
One at a time.
Hold on. Go ahead.
The LP&L board, I'm going to defend them for just a second because with
let her answer, okay?
The fuel charge that was hit on this last bill, they found out they were as surprised as the council. So they are dealing with it as we are. I don't know what else to tell you.
I don't know. I don't want to waste your time no more.
Well, thanks very much.
Okay.
We appreciate the call. Let's go to line two, Craig, for Mayor Pro Tem Karen Gibson.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bain.
How are you this morning, Craig?
I'm doing just fine.
Good.
How are you?
Oh, I'm better than I deserve.
Okie doke. I just wanted to ask Ms. Gibson if she's aware of the big problem there in the city of Lubbock concerning police corruption. Is the city council aware of that, and is it ever discussed? If it's not and you're not aware, I would appreciate the city government to actually look into that and address it. It's a real bad problem. Most people don't see or hear about it, but it's very real and is a major issue. And I think if you address that in a comprehensive, legal, rational manner, I think that you would solve a lot of problems.
Anything specific, Craig, you can point to?
Well, I'll tell you how bad it is. It's the ingrained, just crappy attitude amongst the police community there has gotten to the point where they literally target people with coordinated psychological harassment and even in jail for the purpose of causing them to commit suicide. And that's been going on for a lot of years.
Yeah, Craig, the jail is operated by Lubbock County.
Okay, I see.
Right.
They're all intertwined, though. And it starts with the Lubbock FBI, who are nothing but violent criminals.
Well, I appreciate the call, Craig. Thanks very much. And we'll try to get a reaction from that. Maybe some other phone callers might want to move in and weigh in on that particular issue. Mark is on the phone. Mark, go ahead for Mayor Pro Tem Karen Gibson.
Yeah, good morning. Well, on that last caller, I got pulled over and showed the guy my driver's license and insurance form, and he said, well, the computer shows you don't have insurance. And I said, officer, you're going to have to believe that computer, or here's my copy of my insurance. And the guy says, I'd rather believe the computer.
And what happened?
So I think, you know, customer service is a big deal.
Mark, what happened? Did you have your car towed?
No.
Oh,
it was,
okay.
you know, it was after 5 o'clock, so, you know, they couldn't call my insurance company or confirm it. And finally, they just said, well, you got the paperwork. But it was just that 45 minutes with my kid in the car that, you know, was sort of up in the air. It really is about service to the citizens, and some sensitivity training seems like it might be in order. My question, though, is more about LPNL. I did talk to the city secretary while I was on hold. The special meeting called by the UB today is not allowing public comments.
Thank you. Okay,
and
referred
me to Tuesday. So you're having a city council meeting Tuesday?
Yes, sir.
What time is that?
6:15 is so, when the public comment will start.
Well, I'm really glad that they got public input at the LPNL thing. That seems to be. But my question is more about these board members. Would making them elected satisfy? Or what can they do today at their meeting that might help some of these folks? And I have another question too. But go ahead.
Well, today what they're going to be doing is trying to work with the administration on getting this problem fixed. I think that's the first and foremost challenge.
So the billing
have.
The billing glitch, as you understand it, is going to be the main focus today. Is that correct?
Well, and trying to understand what this fuel cost challenge is.
Okay.
I think they have as many questions as I do about this fuel charge.
Okay.
So I think that will be their first challenge today to figure out what happened and try to get some explanation on that.
Okay.
Next
question.
That would be nice. But I think that these guys are sort of, you know, as much as I appreciate their volunteer work, I know it's time. But I sat in on an EUB meeting where, you know, Gary Zing said he'd listened to 100 calls and saw no problems. And yet, as an earlier caller said, you know, where if you get cut off, even though you did pay, you still have to pay a reconnect fee. I mean, these are real issues, and I'm wondering if what it would take to make these guys elected so that they might be more responsive to the citizens.
Well, I have two things I want to say to that. Number
Mark,
one,
thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
One more thing.
Okay, yeah. Hustle up. We're up against a break here. Mark, go ahead.
Well, okay, the other one is, you know, I really enjoyed the vote, but the voice vote was 4-3, but watching it on the Internet, you can't tell who's voting for or not. So I know you and Glenn voted not to fire her. And Victor was the other one that voted not to fire.
No, that would be Floyd Price.
Oh, Floyd voted. Well, so my suggestion is just maybe a little show of hands or some way that it would communicate, you know, who are the different people that voted.
That it's up to the mayor, however he wants to do that. Right. Whoever has the gavel is the one that chooses that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Mark, thanks for the call. Thanks.
One thing I want to say is I have to agree with him as far as customer service. Right. I think they may have an issue over there with that. And that could be addressed probably with everything at the city and there too. Also, one more quick thing. I think if you have an elected board, it becomes political. And they are a voluntary board. They are a department of the city, and that
well,
is an advisory board.
Have some very bright minds on that electric
yes,
utility.
Yes, we do,
board.
And that is a great
at least
board.
City council people make $25 a month. The electric utility board makes nothing. Makes absolutely nothing. We've got callers standing by. We've got Nick standing by and Jerry standing by, all with questions here on the Chad Hasty program, but it's time for a break. Nick and Jerry, we certainly hope you'll hold on through the break, and we'll get to you right after the break. I'm Paul R. Bean in for Chad Hasty on the Chad Hasty program, and our guest this morning is Lubbock Mayor Pro Tem Karen Gibson.
This is Jerry Reynolds. Join me and Kevin McCarthy for the Car Pro Show, Saturday mornings at 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO.
Welcome back. Running a little late here this morning on the Chad Hasty Show. Got some callers stacked up for Mayor Pro Tem Karen Gibson. Let's go back to line one, and Nick is on the line. Hi, Nick, and welcome to the Chad Hasty program.
Yes, my question for the Mayor Pro Tem is, ever since we went to a single utility company here in Lubbock, utilities have been a big issue here. I have an opinion that we probably should have went the other direction and perhaps the Excel buyout LPNL, but it didn't work out that way. My question for the Mayor Pro Tem is, Karen, don't you believe it is time that Lubbock seriously considered finding a way to be self-sufficient on generation? Having to buy the utility on the market is really something that in the long run is costing us the farm.
That's a good question, Nick. Let me make one remark before Karen, you answer that.
Sure, go ahead.
Nick, the point about XL should have bought LPNL, XL didn't want to buy anything. It was a seller's market rather than, you know, it was a buyer's market for LPNL. They had no interest in buying. In fact, that they wanted out. And I think that's a good question you ask about generation. I had it on my list to ask Miss Gibson this morning, but I'm glad you beat me to the punch. Karen, what do you think about generating our own electricity as opposed to Nick's question about buying it on the open market?
Well, I think we need to understand it's going to be extremely costly to generate our own power.
We're talking about $300 to $400 million.
Yes.
Short term, it's costly. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Short term, it is. In the long run, I think that's probably going to be our best way to go, in my opinion. Because you'll never know what the market's going to be.
Right. You're now, somebody else's mercy.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we need to remember, we can't do anything till 2019.
Well, we better get started if we're going to build our own generation
plant. Well, no.
Right.
You're exactly right. And that was one reason we're having to look at long-term, the rate increases, which was supposedly 9.5%. That is your actual rate increase. The fuel cost is a whole different ballgame.
Right.
But that's why we started in June instead of October. I know there's been some differencing in opinions on what the consultants told us.
Do you wish that you had put the rate increase into effect in stages now, knowing what you know now? Of course, you know, hindsight's 20/20.
Well,
I understand.
Actually, according to what I remember the consultants telling us, starting in June would do it actually in smaller chunks.
Mm-hmm.
If we started in October, it would have to be larger increases later on down the line. So this was actually, in my opinion, being smarter about the increases.
Okay. Nick, thanks for the call. Anything else right quick? I guess Nick's gone. Let's.
I hope I answered his question.
Well, I do too.
Of course,
way. You know, Nick can always give us a call back if he's got another question. Jerry is on the line, and he's got a question for our Mayor Pro Tem. Good morning, Jerry.
Yeah, this goes to either one of you, probably. One, I was kind of wondering, what are y'all hearing about the oil situation here in Lovell County? What's the interest, and you know, aside from the fracking issue, but is what's going on with that? Is there still a lot of interest in drilling, you know, the different methods?
Well, I'll tell you, from what I remember, Karen, when I was on the council, it's a good question, Jerry. We leased over $1 million worth of land to a company out of Fort Worth, and I thought that they were going to begin drilling right away. Anything additional to that, Karen, that you can add?
No, as a matter of fact, you know, there was a big hoopla that everybody was going to come in and drill, and it was a big deal. And
right.
And Zach and I were actually visiting the other day, and there's just not been that big hoopla. So it's slowed way down. The interest has kind of dropped back. Now it may pick back up, but right now it has dropped way back, Jerry.
Jerry, I think one of the issues is the fact that some of the oil companies, they're sending their equipment, their drilling rigs to more productive areas like the Eagle Ford Shale down south of San Antonio and this shale play down in Scurry County.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as always, with $105 oil, they're active in the Permian Basin. So, but it's a good question, and thanks, and stay tuned. Maybe we'll hit it rich.
One other thing, I was kind of wondering, is the task force on the fracking issue, is that open to the public, and How do you find out about
they do have public comment, which I was very excited about. I don't know how they're posting their meetings, but I tell you what, I will find out and I will get that information to Paul, and he can announce that tomorrow or Wednesday on his show.
And we'll try to get in contact with the chairman of that. That's Zach Brady, a Lubbock attorney, and we'll try to talk to Zach and maybe he can get you some more information. Jerry, thanks for the call this morning.
Appreciate it.
You're on the Chad Hastie program. Thank you for calling and thank you for listening. Let's take a break right quick. And then we'll be right back with more questions. We haven't even gotten to synthetic marijuana yet this morning here on the Chad Hastie Show with Mayor Pro Tem Karen Gibson. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Chad Hastie Program. I'm Paul R. Bean with the Mayor Pro Tem.